Hey guys, I hope all is well. Thank you for joining me for this Truth Talk podcast episode. In today's episode, I'm back here with my wife, Dee.
Hi everybody, I hope you guys are having a great day.
Today we're going to be talking about the new Epstein documents that were released. Let's get right into it. Over the last few days, all over social media, there's been talks about the new Epstein list that was supposed to drop. And it dropped a couple days ago, and I've been looking into this list, and honestly, I'm highly disappointed. Epstein passed away many years ago already, and we all know that he was a horrible criminal. He was someone that was truly a cancer to our society. Even though Epstein is gone, the biggest problem with this is that Epstein had many accomplices. Many people in high positions of power that were helping him, that were paying for his services, that were using his services, and that were a part of his elite ring. And unfortunately, even all these years after, we're not able to get any justice for those accomplices that managed to get away with it. And now for like the last 2 years, they've been releasing documents and giving us lists. But these lists usually don't result in anything. And honestly, I've lost all hope. I basically never really believed that the list was going to give us anything. Because let's think about it for a second. Who are the people releasing the list? It's most likely the same people that were a part of that ring and that were using Epstein's services. So why would they expose themselves? This is why we keep dealing with this runaround when it comes to revealing those names. I don't think the real names are ever going to get revealed. Now, a few years back, the names on the first list were people like George Lucas, who's a Star Wars creator, Michael Jackson, Stephen Hawking, Leonardo DiCaprio, David Copperfield, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Kevin Spacey, Kate Blanchett, Naomi Campbell, Bruce Willis, Chris Tucker, Robert F. Kennedy, and Louis Freeh, who was the FBI director. These were the names that came out on the first list, or the first drop of names, which happened back in 2024. But now in 2025, the list doesn't really bring up more names. It barely adds any more people to this list. And it's interesting because there was so much talk about this list coming out. For the last few weeks, I've seen all over social media people claiming, oh, these celebrities are going to be afraid. These politicians are going to be afraid because they're going to release these names. But in reality, these are the names that I'm seeing were released. Ghislaine Maxwell, which everybody already knew. Prince Andrew, which was already on the last list. Bill Clinton, which was already on the last list. Marla Maples, I guess she's new because I didn't see her. Tiffany Trump, Alan Dorshorts, Jean-Luc Brunel, Michael Jackson again, which was on the last list, Marvin Minsky, Naomi Campbell, which was on the last list, Courtney Love, Mick Jagger, Bill Richardson, who was a governor in New Mexico, Glenn Dubin, Eva Anderson Dubin, Tom Pritzker, who was an American tycoon and philanthropist, Chris Tucker again, who was on the last list as well, Sarah Ferguson, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Mary Kennedy, Donna Burns, Federica Fachet, Alexandra Fachet, Jojo Fontanella, Doug Band, Virginia Garf, Eric Ganny, Sheridan Gibson, Shelly Harrison, Victoria Hazel, Forrest Sauer, Sarah Kellen, Adriana Musinica, Peter Marino, Nadia Markatkova, which I can't really pronounce her last name, David Mullen, Joel Pagano, Christy Rogers, Patsy Rogers, Mark Epstein, Emmy Taylor, Brent Tindall, Ed Tuttle, Les Wexner, Abigail Wexner, Krasinica Valdez, Maritza Vasquez, Sharon Reynolds, Courtney Wilde, Mark Zeff, Kelly Spam, Alexandra Dixon, and Ricardo Legarreta. These are the new names that were released on the list. But after releasing these names, they're telling us that most of these people are either victims or just people that use Epstein's planes. So they're not even admitting that these people were doing anything foul, they were doing anything wrong. But let's be honest, we know exactly what Epstein was accused of. Anyone that took his services, anyone that got on his planes, in my eyes, is 100% guilty. Not a single person is spared. If you got on an Epstein plane and you flew anywhere in the world or you went to his private island, you are guilty, except for the victims, obviously. The victims, they don't count, they're victims. But all the rest of the celebrities, politicians that got on those planes, they're guilty.
I 100% agree with you because we all know that he had some of these girls on his planes while he was flying these people around. And it was more than 250 girls who were victimized by them. So if you just use your brain, you already know that those people that were named came in contact with those women. Even if they didn't do anything, quote unquote, do anything, we know that they saw some things and they did not speak out. They did not say anything. And with this little list of 90 people that they wanted to name, claiming that they had no wrongdoing, I feel like they just did that to pacify us because it's been like 6 years now. They could have been told us the names of the people who were on that list, but instead they're running around in circles trying to cover up a lot of things.
Honestly, why would they release the list though? Why would they release the real list and what these people really have done if they're the ones that are a part of that list? We're talking about politicians, businessmen, the elite, the real elite were hanging out with Epstein. That's why some people believe Epstein was taken out. I'm on the fence with that. I honestly don't know if Epstein was taken out. Who knows? Maybe he's on a private island right now. Maybe they faked his death and he got away. Or he was taken out. Either way, there was powerful people on that list, and Epstein was blackmailing them. He was making sure that he had himself a method of escape. If everything came crashing down, he had a list of names of people he was going to bring down with him. But now these powerful people in power, what are they doing? They're burying that list. Like you said, they're releasing names that don't even matter to pacify us. Don't get me wrong, there's a few big names, some big politicians, some big business names, but they're on the list as innocent people, as people that just got on the plane and did nothing. I wasn't born yesterday. We already know that every time Epstein was on those planes, he had one or two girls on there giving him massages and doing all this extra stuff. And now think about the people, even if they claim they didn't do nothing, they were on the plane and they definitely witnessed it with their own eyes. This is all a bamboozle. This is all for us to be satisfied and just leave it alone. They want us to forget one of the biggest, most disturbing crimes that happened in the last 20 years. They want us to think it didn't even exist. And they're succeeding because as the more time passes, less people care about it. No one really cares about the victims anymore because realistically, it's been so many years. We keep being told, oh, this list is going to come out, and they give us nothing. They give us nothing because they're never going to release those names. And when they do release it like they're doing now, they're always going to find a way to write it off. Oh, these people were innocent. These people didn't do nothing wrong. You can't tell me they did nothing wrong. Let's just talk about a second what they did to Epstein. They made sure to take him out. It wasn't an if, ands, or but. Either they took him out or they took him out of prison and put him on a private island. But they made sure that he got away with it. He didn't pay for his crimes. He's not serving life in prison. He's not in a maximum security cell like he deserves to be. He's either gone or on a private island, for sure. Why though? Because this man was connected to the most powerful people. He was blackmailing the most powerful people in the world. And even if you want to look at it as blackmail, because these guys are all a part of the same system. They're all a part of the same club. They knew Epstein was the one domino that can lead to all the rest of the dominoes falling. So what they did, they either clipped him or made sure that he got far away from all of them. And at the end of the day, I'm really tired of us Americans being played by this. We're told to wait for this list like it's some drum roll, and we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting. And when they release the list, it's a bunch of nonsense. They're not even telling us what these people did. They're not even explaining to us why they're on the list. They're just giving us a bunch of names and saying, oh, these people rode the plane, but they did nothing wrong. How do you want me to believe that? When are we going to wake up and ask for the truth, not what they're trying to hand us as the truth? I want the real truth. I want to know what these people were doing on that island. I want to know which people are really guilty, and I want things to be done about it. We shouldn't accept us being told, oh, these are the people, but it's okay, they did nothing wrong. That's not acceptable. We know that everyone that was involved with Epstein is guilty. I don't care how you feel about it. That is the truth. If they were hanging around Epstein, if they have pictures with Epstein and on the private planes, people that weren't a part of this society wouldn't even get close to Epstein. The only people that got close to Epstein were the ones that were a part of the elite circles. The celebrities that they wanted to have around as puppets to cheer them up. The politicians that they have in their pockets. And the elite businessmen that own all of them. Those were the people that were partying with Epstein and doing all the disturbing things that they did. And guess what? They're going to get away with it, and we're doing nothing about it. We're not bringing up any concern. We're letting them feed us nonsense, and I'm tired of it. It's not just with Epstein. It's several cases. I recently talked about the Mother of Darkness Castle in Belgium on my Patreon channel, and it was the same thing. They discovered a full-on operation just like Epstein's, where it was discovered that the same trafficking organization, young people were being abused, and when it was discovered, it was all pinned on one guy, even though there was plenty of proof that indicates the elite were involved. But guess what? Just like this Epstein situation, it got brushed under the rug. Nobody knows what's happening there. That one person got arrested and everybody else was forced to accept it. Even though there was evidence of elite men being a part of this society that were taking advantage of these people. It's messed up, and it's not the only one, because I also covered another situation like that happened in Nebraska, where the same thing, it was discovered that these elite men had this operation going on, but unfortunately, None of the people that were actually guilty went to prison. One person goes to prison, everyone else stays out, when we know that they were all involved. This is partly our fault because we just want the media to pacify us, like you said. We want the media to tell us, oh yeah, these are the people that were there, but they did nothing bad. Because most people just want to continue to worship these celebrities and they want to continue to follow these politicians.
And the one thing that sticks out the most to me is that Jeffrey Epstein himself has been a child sex offender since 2008. And that might have not been the talk of the town for regular people like me and you. For the people who associated with that man, I'm pretty sure that's what they were talking about. They heard it, they were talking about it, they knew the situation that was going down, but yet still hung out with this man, got on his plane, took pictures with him, went on trips with him. But then it just goes back to what the truth was saying. That's just the type of stuff, unfortunately, that I believe the higher-ups like to participate in. It's the elites, it's the directors. It even gets so bad that sometimes it's the actors themselves. I mean, we've already seen with the whole Brian Peck situation and Drake Bell. This man did horrible things to Drake Bell, was supposed to not be able to work around children, to then later going on to work on the set of Zack and Cody. Does that make sense? And then we have actors like Kevin Spacey, who you name being on that list, who is also done things like that. And that's just the two people who come to my mind at this moment, because there's so many people who have participated in these type of activities and they get a slap on the wrist. Nothing gets done.
Yeah, another one that you miss is Jimmy Savile. Everyone seems to forget about Jimmy Savile, who was a British talk show host and was famous for years. He literally drove to schools to pick up his victims. And no one said nothing to him. He was doing things to his victims on camera, on national television. No one did nothing. This is how our world works. Hollywood protects these people because who owns Hollywood? The same elite that hung out with Epstein. The same elite that have been a part of all of this, they take advantage of young victims because they believe in spiritual magic. They believe that doing stuff to the innocent releases magic that they can harness, releases things that can change their reality. That's why they do this. And they've been doing this for centuries. If we go back to ancient times, the sacrifices to Baal, they were all children. They did this because they harnessed that energy and Baal would give them what they wanted. They would give them wealth. That's what Baal would give. If you made sacrifices to Baal, your first child, your first son, he would grant you wealth. He would grant you success. And that's what these elitists are following. That's the same system that goes all the way back then. Jimmy Savile was allowed to do it to so many children. And like you said, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, these are places that were focused on children. Disney Channel was made by Walt Disney. Walt Disney was a Freemason, a member of the De Molay. I've already exposed how Masonry connects back to the Kabbalah, connects back to Gnosticism, connects back to all these occult religious belief systems that all participate in these type of rituals. These are the organizations that run our world. You better believe that most of these people in power are Freemasons because they showed us this themselves. America was created on Masonic principles, and that's why we see so many of these people get away with it. I've already exposed in many of my other videos how if you're a Mason, all you have to say is some code words, and the judge, most likely being a Mason, will find a way to let you go, like we saw with Young Thug, like we saw with NBA Youngboy, like we're seeing with all these celebrities that join the Masonic Society. We need to stop being fooled by the media. The media is owned by the people that were on that list. The media is owned by the same people that were flying on that plane. You really think they're going to give us the names? You really think they're going to expose themselves? They're not. It doesn't matter who is claiming to have released this list this time. At the end of the day, they're not going to give us the real names. And when they do give us some names like they're doing now, oh, these were just bystanders. These were just people that took the plane once and don't really have any connections to Epstein's crime. How do we know that? Because they said that? Because they said out of their own mouth, we did nothing with Epstein. We were just hanging out with him. And we're supposed to believe him. Even though Bill Clinton was on their island hanging out, we're supposed to believe that Bill Clinton was just chilling and avoided all the bad stuff that was going on there. We were not born yesterday, people. And we have to stop buying into this media narrative. It bothers me that people still go to the media. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to ask the criminals if they're guilty. Most of the time, 99% of the times, the criminals are going to tell us they're not guilty. They didn't do nothing. And that's what we're doing now. If you ask me, the real people on that list are the same people a part of BlackRock, the same people a part of Vanguard, the same people that run UMG, the same people that run Sony Pictures, Hollywood. Those were the people on that list. Now let's see if those names ever come out. Now let's see if the politicians that were really involved are exposed for doing what they were really doing on that island. That's what we need to see. That's what we need to ask for. That's what we need to demand. If our justice system is really about justice, let's get some justice. Let's hear some real names. Let's hear some real things that they did. But that's never going to happen because it's not about justice. It doesn't matter what side is in control. They're two wings of the same bird. And that bird is protecting these monsters. No matter what we think, no matter what you're told, no matter what you want to believe, we are never going to be given the truth. We have to dig for the truth. We have to uncover the truth because these people that live in darkness are hiding the truth in darkness. And we're supposed to be that light to bring out that darkness. We have to do our part to make sure that they don't get away with it and do it again and again and again like they're already doing. When's the next Epstein situation going to come out? Who's the next fall guy? Because there's always going to be a situation like this. There's always going to be someone who takes the fall, someone who's taken out, while the rest get away with it and do it again. You've seen Eyes Wide Shut. In that movie, that was a confession. They were showing us exactly what these Hollywood elites do. They do what they do, and then they pin it on one person and get rid of them. Honestly, like I said, do you guys really think Epstein's gone? In my opinion, there's a possibility that they took him out because that's one of the easy way out. Or there's just another possibility that they took him out of jail and he's chilling on the island, still providing these messed up services to these elite businessmen. We have to remember that these people, they protect each other. They take an oath. And when they take an oath, they promise to have each other's back no matter what. Yes, Epstein was discovered, but how many years was he allowed to do what he was doing? Like you said, he was called out for being a PDF file long ago. He was taking advantage of people way before the list and way before he was arrested and took himself out. Way before that. Years before. But still, they let him run around and do all the evil he did. It wasn't until he got too big and his name was ringing in too many places and there was too many people on his list that if he went down, they went down. So they cleaned up. That's all that happened. We're never going to get that list. Unfortunately, we're never going to find out the truth on what those people did on that island and why they should be in jail.
I agree. And all that means is that there's 250 plus women out there now who are never going to see justice for what happened to them, who are probably just going to be given a little bit of settlement money, but not be able to even come out and speak their truth. Because we all already know they've had these women sign NDAs, so they can't come out and tell us ourselves. We're waiting for the government to release these documents and tell us who's been a part of this. But like I said, that's also been 6 years in the making now, and we're still not getting anything.
A good point you mentioned was the NDAs. That's another way how they keep us silent. That's another way how they keep people quiet. They pay you and then they shut you up with an NDA. So really, both are bad in a way. I understand victims want some compensation and they want to just move on. But somebody has to stand up to these guys, deny the money, deny the NDA. But then even then, they become victims. So do you even blame them? When they decide to speak out, they go mysteriously missing. Or they pass away due to substances. You know how this system works. And then what really bothers me, what really irks me, is that the world plays along with the nonsense. The world knows these people are guilty. The world knows what they were doing. But then we just play along with whatever they tell us. Oh, they did nothing wrong. Okay, the media said they did nothing wrong. Nothing to worry about. And we go along with it. We don't question nobody. We don't raise concern. We just go along with it. Whatever they say, we're expecting the criminals to tell us the truth. It doesn't make sense. And I'm sorry that I seem so agitated. This really, truly agitates me. I want justice because these people, they hurt so many people. They've destroyed so many lives. They're a cancer to our society. And we are allowing them to exist. We're not cutting out that cancer. We're letting the cancer take over. Our world's going to become to a point where this is going to be legalized and they're going to be able to do it in the open and there's nothing that we can do. So we have to do something now. We have to call it out now. We have to bring up concern now. We have to point our fingers and ask them, tell us the truth because we're not going to believe the lies. All I want is the truth. I want to know what these people did on that island, not because I want to know, but because I want them to be held accountable. I know it's disturbing. I already can imagine how disturbing it was. But I just want to make this clear for the last time. We can give up hope on ever receiving the real list. They're never going to tell us the real names. We can give it up. It's not going to happen. Unfortunately, as much as these victims deserve justice, unless they come out and say it, which we most likely will never see that because they're probably afraid, we're never going to get those names. But that's it. I'm going to end this one here. I appreciate each and every one of you guys stopping by. We got more great content on the way. I'm actually working on a weekend video that connects all of the weekend's recent videos, and it tells a very twisted story. I've done one of these in the past. I know some of you guys have watched my earlier content, my content from when I first came out. I did a weekend video. It was one of my first successful videos, and I exposed all of the videos from his after hours and before that. But now he's releasing these new videos that connect with those videos, and it tells the complete story on how he's being tormented by demons and how he's trapped in his fame. So you can expect that in the next 2-3 days. I'm taking my time with this one since it's so much to put together, but I really think that this is an eye-opening video, and it shows the process that these celebrities have to go through to really make it, you know, to the level that The Weeknd is at, where The Weeknd, yes, he has everything he wants, but he's trapped in this fame that is destroying him. But you guys can expect that soon. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Goodbye, everybody. I hope you guys have a great day.